Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. I hope you're well. I've got some news that is, shocking to say the least. I think this title hits the nail on the head, unfortunately. Basically, Germany is now moving to ban the letter Z. You heard me correctly. Germany is moving to actually ban the use of certain letters in their alphabet. Also, Germany is threatening people with up to 3 years in prison if they publicly approve of Russia invading Ukraine. So I always have to say it that I'm not in favor of Russia invading Ukraine. But where do you draw the line there? What if you come out and say, well, maybe there's some sort of rationale here that we're not understanding? Is that appropriate thought? Would that get you maybe a year in jail instead of 3 years in jail? And what if you use the letter N instead of Z and someone just tilts their head in one direction or to the side? Does that count as a Z and therefore 3 years in prison as well? I mean, to say that this is scary stuff is the understatement of the century. And I cannot believe that Germany, of all countries, is moving in this direction. It's just how far the pendulum can swing, really. Let's go into the story. This is I'm not making this up. I wish I was. Did a screen share. Let's go to my Twitter feed. And this is from the German embassy. From the German embassy. Got the blue check mark and everything. Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine is a criminal offense. Okay. Anyone publicly approving the war. Now, how do you define that? What is approval? See, this is all subjective. Again, if you question the mainstream narrative, is that approving? I mean, I've watched some YouTube videos with the gentleman, I can't recall his name, from, I believe, the University of Chicago, who's an expert on this. And he says, well, maybe, Russia, maybe this was not unprovoked. Maybe this goes back to the expansion of NATO, among many, many, many other things, in the 1990s. And maybe this is a little more complex. Would the German government define that as approving? You see the slippery slope here, and it gets even crazier. So anyone publicly approving the war may be liable to prosecution in Germany. And I've read in many places, and I didn't confirm it with the German embassy, but this can be up to 3 years in jail. Now, this also applies to using the Z symbol. So the letter Z. German security authorities are keeping an eye on the use of the symbol. So if you somehow come to the conclusion that this isn't that bad, let's just go down to this tweet from this gentleman. Not sure how to pronounce his name, but he's trying to troll me, I guess. And he says, it's a symbol, not a letter. I think you know the difference. Like basically calling me a dumb shit. Excuse my profanity here, but this stuff really gets under my skin. And you can see how I responded here. And I think this is completely appropriate because this is where this leads. So I said, actually, I don't know the difference between a symbol and a letter. Number one, Z. Number two, Z. Please tell me which is the letter and which is the symbol. And who gets to decide which is the letter and which is the symbol and how you intended to use it? This is what we're dealing with here. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. Trying to ban the symbol or letter is just an illustration of the complete insanity. But I think what we should be just as concerned with is them basically banning free speech and making free speech or having a dissenting view criminal and punishable by jail time. And you could say, well, George, I don't think anyone should approve of the war. Okay, fine. Where are you going to draw that line? Should people not approve of the I'm not sure what to call them, this person who was born a male that's just dominating every single swimming competition? Why should we, if you don't approve of that, why should you not go to jail? What if you don't approve of the official CPI number? I mean, that's a dangerous idea. Dangerous enough to warrant prison. And if you rewind here maybe 3 or 4 weeks when Russia invaded Ukraine, one of the first things I came out and said is, let's pump the brakes here on the emotion, guys. The media is trying to manipulate us. And we are getting whipped up into this insane emotional frenzy. And what really started to concern me is when we wanted to, or when there was talk of banning Russians that were just happened to be born in Russia, but we wanted to ban them from playing hockey. We wanted to ban them from universities. And we wanted to do this to show our support to the Ukrainian people. And you guys know my opinion on that. I stated it emphatically. In fact, I even debated my good friend Chris Irons on this, live on this channel, in fact. And I said, that is a slippery slope you don't want to be on. And this is a perfect example of why I was saying that. It starts with just banning Russians from singing in an opera, let's say in New York City. Or banning a 15-year-old Russian kid from participating in a hockey league in Canada. But then the next step is you start banning disapproved opinions and maybe certain thoughts. And then you start banning certain letters. And then you start banning certain words. And where you end up is a 24-hour surveillance state where the government or governments literally monitor every single thing you do. That's where this is headed. Bottom line. All right, guys. Try to enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be back with a bunch of news stories. And as always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism, and free speech, no matter how distasteful the speech is. We'll see you on the next video.